Russell, what does this document mean, particularly in relation to what might happen to the Midland Main Line?
Well, the document that's been published today is what's called the initial industry plan. It's a plan that brings together the whole of the rail industry. That's us at Network Rail. We own and we operate the rail infrastructure, the train companies who run their trains on our infrastructure, as well as the freight companies and the wider industry, the likes of the contractors who do a lot of the work for us. And we've come together and we've looked at what the country needs, what the railway needs for the 5-year period of 2014 to 19. Now, for Derby and for the East Midlands in general, the key project that we're suggesting is the electrification of the Midland Main Line. So that's electrifying the remaining stretch north of Bedford to Derby to Sheffield. Now this will have huge economic benefits for the area, as well as really improving journeys for people who want to travel between those cities and down to London.
And on the basis of you making this recommendation, how likely therefore is it to happen by 2019?
Well, there's a process that we need to go through, and this is very much the opening salvo in a conversation we need to have with government over the next couple of years. We've essentially set out what we think the railway needs and what we think the country needs. We now have to work with government. They need to see if their priorities align with our priorities. If they do, that's fantastic. They can then we can then look to take those schemes forward. But essentially, it's down to government to make the final decision. But we think that we've set out a really strong case, particularly for the electrification of the Midland Main Line.
And why is that project in particular so important? I mean, compared to other electrification projects?
Well, you know, as you said, there are other electrification projects, and some projects have been prioritised ahead of the Midland Main Line, and that's simply down to the cost and the benefits involved. But there's a really, really positive business case for the Midland Main Line, which is why, you know, and that's essentially what dictates whether we think something is a good idea or not. For every pound that we invest in the 2014 to 19 period in investment schemes like the Midland Main Line, we've estimated it'll put back £4.50 into the economy. So for a scheme like this, that the wider economic benefits are absolutely huge. It's not just making the railway cleaner, greener, which is a good thing in itself. You know, we're pledging to cut our carbon emissions by a quarter over that 5-year period, and electrification goes a long way towards that. It's also about making the railway more reliable, which electric trains certainly are, and also about speeding up journey times. And we're already doing a lot of work on the Midland Main Line to get journey times down. So I think taken as a whole, there's some real positives in here for people in the East Midlands.
And within this 6-year period that you're looking at, would it then be up to government to decide when exactly the Midland Main Line might be upgraded?
It would. I mean, we'd certainly be, you know, we'd certainly be a party to those decisions. It would be a conversation between Network Rail, because we would be the ones who would physically carry out the work. And there are other electrification schemes going on across the country, the Great Western Main Line from London out to Cardiff, and also work in the northwest of England. So there are some timing issues that we need to work out, because we can't do all of those schemes at once. There's only so much expertise and so much equipment to go around. But that's not to say that we'd be looking to put this on the back burner at all. And in fact, by putting it in our 5-year plan, we're absolutely showing, you know, laying our cards on the table and showing that we're absolutely committed to this scheme.